So while this was a 4-4 decision, this was essentially a win for public sector unions.
Yes, it was anticipated that conservative Justice Antonin Scalia would have likely been a fifth vote for declaring the requirement that these fees are paid by non-member employees working under a collective bargaining agreement, which would have overturned a 40-year precedent. His death really denied the petitioner, in this case Friedrichs, the majority that they were seeking. If so, this 4-4 deadlock, the way the Supreme Court works, refers the decision back to the lower courts, and now those lower court rulings stand, at least, you know, for the time being.
Now, there's a similar case in Illinois that also addresses fair dues.
When Governor Rauner was elected, one of the first acts he took was to issue an executive order prohibiting the further withdrawal of what are called fair share or agency fee payments from state employees in Illinois that are covered by a collective bargaining agreement. His action led to a court challenge by the state's public sector employees union, AFSCME, and a number of other unions, and a court in southern Illinois, I believe in St. Clair County, issued a ruling that prohibited the governor from taking such action. Then the governor joined the Supreme Court case on the side of the petitioner, saying that it was the position of the governor's office in Illinois that these agency fee payments should be prohibited. Therefore, the governor appeared to be deferring a judgment on these payments to the Supreme Court, you know, expecting a decision that would have had national implications.
The Illinois case has been stayed. What happens then?
Well, I think given the Supreme Court case and the precedent-setting nature of it, in that it signals to the lower courts the constitutionality of the fair share payments, you know, I would expect if the case continues that the unions will be successful here in Illinois, given that they'll now have the deadlock Supreme Court case decision, and of course all of the prior lower court rulings.
So do you see this as a setback for Governor Rauner's turnaround agenda?
If you read carefully the petitioner's claim and you look at the lineup of groups who signed on to the case by submitting briefs, the intention certainly was to weaken organized labor. And I think there was a strong sense from those forces that they were going to be successful, so that essentially the Supreme Court would deliver the blow that many anti-labor groups were pursuing at the state level. So this deadlock Supreme Court decision certainly is a setback for those organizations and groups that are pursuing an anti-labor agenda, and that would appear to include Governor Rauner also.